Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. Now, do you remember the story of the three little pigs? I can't tell you how many times I've seen that performed by students in drama contests here in Taiwan. It's a classic. Well, the name of our lesson today is The Three Hares. And if you remember, a hare is like a rabbit, but bigger and wilder. Our story is following a few hares and what they did after leaving their parents. What kind of houses did they build? Did they follow their parents' instructions? These are good questions, and you're going to find out the answers to them in our lesson. So, let's begin. The Three Hares. The hare ran straight to his home. He crawled inside to hide. But the fox tore the house down and ate the hare for dinner. The little hare paid for not listening to his mother and father. The second little hare said, "I do not like it under the ground. I will build myself a house among the trees." He found a tree with lots of enormous roots on it and made a house among them. He built a house out of straw and twigs.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 crawl 这个动词。Crawl 是指爬行或匍匐前进。例如 the baby started to crawl when he was only 5 months old. 这个小宝宝五个月大就开始爬。或者是 the wounded soldier crawled into a ditch to avoid the flying bullets. 这位受伤的士兵匍匐爬进了战壕要躲避穿梭的子弹。Crawl 也指缓慢或艰难的前进。例如 Alicia could barely crawl out of bed this morning because she was so tired.Alicia 因为太累了今天早上几乎爬不起来。接下来我们看的是 twig, 这个名词 twig 是指树的细枝或嫩枝。例如 Fanny made the wreath from twigs she had collected in the woods. Fanny 用从树林捡来的细枝做了一个花环。或者是 the bird built its nest with twigs and grass. 这只鸟用嫩枝跟 杂草筑了一个鸟巢。Twig 和 branch 是不一样的。Branch 是指比较粗的树枝。例如 ,the gardener trimmed the branches of the tree so it would bear more fruit. 园丁修剪了这棵树的树枝让它可以结更多果子。
Thank you, Michelle. Okay. Well, this story turned interesting rather quickly.、Mm-hmm. Here we read, the hare ran straight to his home.Well, before we continue, finding out what happened to the hare, let's take a look at that simple word straight. We want to talk about this word as well as a word that's not in our lesson. They're kind of opposites, but if you do something straight, that means you go without stopping or without going anywhere else on the way.
Exactly. Now, this reminds me. One time I came home and there was this loud noise and Mittens was in the living room.And when she heard the loud noise, she ran straight to my room.
That's funny. I thought you were going to say she ran straight to you to see what happened. No?
Oh, no. Oh. She got scared and ran straight to my room. But when I come home, she does run straight to me.
Yeah, that's cute.
So cute.
Oh, man. Okay, so that's a great example. So, friends, you can go somewhere. You can go there straight. That means you go there directly without going anywhere else on the way.Or maybe you could take a detour. And that word is not in our lesson, but that's a fun word to know. Usually this means it's a road that is used temporarily instead of a main road. Like if one main road is under construction, then you have to take a detour around it. However, sometimes we just use it to mean it's an indirect way somewhere.
And this reminds me of whenever I travel with my dad, he always thinks that...He's finding shortcuts. The shortcuts always turn into detours, and rather than getting there faster, it usually takes much longer.
And I'm sure he tries to explain it by saying something like, oh, it's okay, this is the scenic route, right?
Oh my goodness.
Right.
You took the words out of his mouth.
Well,
absolutely.
I guess that's the kind of dad I'm going to be too.
This is the scenic route.
Yeah.
Well, we better not take too many detours as we're talking about this little hare.
Are you saying you're excited about finding out what happened to this hare, Rebecca?
I want to know what's going to happen.
All right, well, he crawled inside to hide.
That's a good place to go.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. But the fox, okay, get ready for some violence. The fox tore the house down and ate the hare for dinner.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
I know.
The fox ate the hare.
Yeah, I shouldn't be laughing. But the story is just, I mean, it just happened so suddenly. Okay, well, there goes hare number one.
Oh, no, now there's only two hares left.
Yeah, okay, and we see here what happened. The little hare paid for not listening to his mother and father.
Now, I understand, Gabe, that mm-hmm. if you don't listen to your mom and dad, mm-hmm. there's often consequences, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is a pretty serious consequence for disobeying mom and dad. You get eaten alive.
Yeah, especially for a story that seems like a kid's story. Well, okay, and anyway, friends, you see this word pay right here in the sentence, to pay for something. Usually this means to use money, right, to pay for something. Well, in this case, it has a little bit of a different meaning. You use this when somebody's actions or behavior has cost them something.
Right, so let's say that you're a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And you choose not to practice, even though your teacher and your mom and your dad say you need to practice. And you say, no,
this is going to be good.
Practice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be very good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, at the upcoming recital, you're definitely going to pay for not practicing.
Nice work there, Rebecca. That's a great example. It's true. You will pay for not practicing.
Absolutely.
Hey, do you want to learn kind of a fun little word in Chinese, Rebecca?
I am always ready to learn.
活该.
Huogai.
That's kind of what it means, you know, when you pay for something that you did. You did something stupid, mm-hmm. and now you're dealing with the consequences. And you might say to that person, 活该.
Huogai.
But sometimes it's mean, so be careful when you say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that warning.
Yeah.
So we've learned about the first hare. Now let's learn about the second little hare. The second little hare said, I do not like it under the ground. I will build myself a house among the trees.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good idea. I like a little tree house myself.
Yeah.
However, we'll see what happens to him. But before that, let's take a look at this word among. And we want to talk about the difference between among and between. Mm. You've learned this before, but it's just a reminder. So the definition is more than two. When there are more than two things, then you can use the word among. It could also mean in the middle of. So this hare is building himself a house in the middle of the trees, among the trees.
And you could say, as another example, Sarah decided to sit among the flowers. So there were lots of flowers that she was sitting among.
That's right. Now, if there were only two flowers and she's sitting there, then she would be sitting between those two flowers. So you use the word between when there are only two things and you're in the middle.
Right. If you're in the middle of those two flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, the little rabbit, or hare, built a house out of straw and twigs. What's going to happen? You better come back to find out.
Let's go to the
Info Cloud. Welcome to Info Cloud. Friends, today, I want to talk about how we get language from fairy tales. Fairy tales are short stories that we tell children.
Some of the most famous fairy tales are retold in many ways, but most people know them as the basis of Disney films like Beauty and the Beast.
But the fairy tale I'm thinking of today is the story of the Three Little Pigs. In that story, three little pigs make homes out of different things.
One makes a house of straw, the other of sticks, but the third does a lot of hard work and makes his home from bricks. When a big bad wolf comes, he huffs and puffs and blows down the homes made of straw and sticks.
Of course, he can't blow hard enough to blow down the house of bricks, but he tries. And we still use the expression huff and puff to describe exerting ourselves.
We had to huff and puff to move the couch up the stairs. And we can use this expression in another way as well.
We can say someone huffs and puffs about something to mean that they complain or threaten, but won't actually do anything. Our boss huffs and puffs about being late, but as long as we get the work done, everything is okay.
在三只小猪的童话故事里，大野狼来到每一只小猪所盖的房子前面，大声咆哮，要把每栋房子吹垮。The big bad wolf huffs and puffs to blow down the house. 于是 huff and puff 就用来形容有人用尽吃奶的力气去做一件事情，像是搬很重的东西，累得半死。We had to huff and puff to move the couch up the stairs. 我们得使尽全身的力气才把沙发搬上楼。从字面上看 ,huff and puff 有呼吸急促的含义。一个人 huff and puff 有时会带有一点情绪，也可以用来形容有人怒气冲冲的抱怨或威胁，但不会真的去伤害别人。My boss huffs and puffs about me being late, but always forgives me later. 我的老板抱怨我迟到，但最后还是会原谅我。这就是今天的 Info File， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Before we find out if the second hare gets eaten or not, let's take a little break and see some facts about hares. Here are three hare facts. Okay. Number one, baby hares are called leverets. That's right. A baby hare is a leveret. Hares can run pretty fast. They can run as fast as 72 kilometers an hour to escape danger. And this is interesting. Hares make their nests above ground. It's actually rabbits that make underground burrows. So in our story, I guess it would be more accurate if the hares were making their nests above ground. That's totally okay, but it is a story after all. Okay, so let's continue to find out what happens with hare number two. The Three Hares. When he was finished, he went to the meadow to eat. The same fox sat in the meadow. "Come," said the fox, "let us dine together. You will be the dinner." The little hare ran to his home and hid between the tree roots and under his straw roof. It didn't take long before the nose of the fox sniffed him out. This hare also became the fox's dinner. Children really should listen to their parents.
OK， 继续我们看 dine 这个动词。dine 是指吃正餐或者是吃晚餐。例如 ，Our family can dine together only on weekends。我们全家只有在周末的时候可以一起吃晚餐。或者是 Mandy doesn't like dining out alone. She'd rather buy takeout. Mandy 不喜欢一个人用餐，她宁可买外卖。dine 的现在分词 dining， D-I-N-I-N-G 可以当名词。如果是 dining room， 就是指餐厅。例如 ，Julie keeps her silverware in the cupboard in their dining room. Julie 把她的银器都放在餐厅的碗橱里。Dining table 则是指餐桌。例如 ，The dining table can seat over 12 people. 这个餐桌可以坐超过12个人。最后我们看的是 sniff 这个动词。Sniff 是指嗅或闻。 例如, Hank sniffed at the glass before he drank the apple cider because he had never tried it before. Hank 因为从来没有喝过苹果西打，所以在喝之前先闻了闻杯子。课文中的 sniff someone 或 something out 是指嗅出或闻出是谁，或者是闻出什么东西。例如 ,the police dog was trained to sniff illegal drugs out. 警犬被训练就是可以闻出非法的药物。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Wow and wow.
What's wow and wow?
Well, this section, what happens to the second hair? It just makes me say...Wow, what a story. So, we read here at the beginning of this section, when he was finished, he went to the meadow to eat. So, this hare also went to the meadow. The same fox sat in the meadow. And, of course, these animals talk. So, the fox said, come, let us dine together. You will be the dinner. This is quite a hungry fox.
Yeah, he's very hungry.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is the same day.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Wow. He would be a really hungry fox
right,
if it was the same day.
Eating two hares, but we don't know for sure if he's going to catch the second hare, right?
Well, we all just heard the second section. I think we all know the answer.
Yes, we do know. Oh, this is so devastating.
I know. It's kind of a sad story.
Yeah.
With a simple message. We could just tell you to obey your parents. I guess maybe this story will help you do that a little more.The little hare ran to his home and hid between the tree roots and under his straw roof.
Ooh, straw roof doesn't sound very secure.
No, it doesn't. This is kind of like the second little pig. You know, he had those twigs that he made his house out of. Except the difference is the first little pig and the second little pig were able to escape their homes and go to the third little pig's house.
Right, and that's not what happened with the little hares.Well, it didn't take long before the nose of the fox sniffed him out.
Nice. You're sniffing something, right?
Yeah.
Did you, Rebecca? Was that you?
What?
I don't know. Something smells interesting. Well, let's get to this phrase that we want to talk about.
Such a gay thing to say.
Sorry. Let's talk about this phrase, to not take long, okay? We can use this in a story, right? Or maybe...a series or sequence of events, right? And you're talking about something. This means not much time passed.
For example, I'm telling you, music teachers are incredible.
Yeah.
It didn't take long for the teacher to realize that little Joey hadn't practiced all week long.
Oh.
She could tell as soon as he sat at the piano and played his first piece.
It sounds like that example's coming from personal experience, Rebecca.
Well, you know, as a teacher, it doesn't take you long to notice whether or not your students have practiced.
Yeah, that is true. Good example, good example. Okay, so it didn't take long before the nose of the fox sniffed him out. This hare also became the fox's dinner. Oh, this fox looks so pleased and full now.
Yeah, he looks very satisfied.And in my heart, I feel so sad because the first two hares died. They became the fox's dinner.
Yeah, what's up with that? I guess the moral of the story is here in the last line. Children really should listen to their parents. It's true, but I have mixed feelings about this. First of all, it is very important to obey your parents. That's...one of the key themes here. To obey means to do what someone in authority has told you to do.
That's right. So first, it is important to obey your parents. And if you're in a classroom setting, it's also important for you to obey your teacher.
That's right. But I also feel like, you know, the parents here, the mother and father hare, are kind of responsible as well. Maybe they should have spent more time training their kids...before sending them out at only 1 month old. So it's important to be a responsible person. If you're responsible, you're able to be trusted, and you do what you should do.
That's right. So make sure you obey your parents, obey those in charge, but also be responsible. And you know something, Gabe? I think it's important for us to be really responsible right now. Hmm? And we don't want to take up too much time because we have a challenge that we need to get to.
That's right. It's not any old challenge.
It's the SC Challenge.
Yes. Friends, for today's SC Challenge, we have in the studio David and Jack. Hello, guys.
Hello, everyone. I'm David. It's good to be back.
Glad to be joining you today. I'm Jack.
Awesome. And right behind them on a table in the back is a prize, but no peeking right now, gentlemen. Let's get started with these questions. Number one, what happened to the first hare? A, he lived happily ever after. B, he was eaten by the fox. C, he built another house. Or D, he had an enormous dinner. Any guesses, guys? Jack?
What would be D? He had an enormous dinner.
He had an enormous dinner. I wish that were the case. David?
It should be B. He was eaten by the fox.
That sounds like a terrible answer. It should be that he was eaten by the fox. You're absolutely right. B is correct. He was eaten by the fox. Poor hare. Okay, number two. What did the second hare make his house out of? A, bricks and stones. B, mud and water. C, cement and metal. D, straw and twigs. David, you have another guess.
Is it also B, mud and water?
Mud and water. No. Jack, I'm going to give you a chance here.
I'm going to say D.
Straw and twigs?
Yes.
And you would be correct. Yes, it is 1-1. The answer was D, straw and twigs. All right, game point. So far, number three. So far, how many hares has the fox eaten? A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, or D, 4? Yes.
What would be B, 2?
B, 2. David, just for fun, do you have a
guess? Yeah, it's 2.
It is 2. The answer is B, 2. Okay, good job. And Jack is the winner for today. So the prize is carrots. Well, because both of the hares were eaten, so you can have their carrots. Here's one for you, and here's one for you.
Hare, hare.
Hare, hare, hare. Thanks, guys, friends. We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, well, it is very important to obey those in authority. Mm-hmm. It's also very important, if you are an authority figure, to be responsible, to act responsibly, and to maybe give good instructions to people?
I definitely agree. Mm-hmm. Well, we've already found out what happened to the first little hare and the second little hare.
No.
They died tragically because they disobeyed their parents. But wasn't there a third hare?
Yeah, just like the three little pigs, right?
So what's going to happen to that little hare?
Well, maybe the fox will eat him, too. Well, let's find out next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.